Hi, my name is Ellie Langer. I tested positive for the coronavirus. So I think I got the virus as a result of Purim. Sadly, Purim came at a time this year in which the virus was invisibly spreading throughout our communities and across the world, though Purim sort of escalated the virus in my specific community. Purim was Tuesday night. I started having a headache and fever late Friday. Friday night, I had a fever with the chills. I would get hot, then I would get cold. My fever Saturday morning was 101, and I was using Tylenol to keep the fever down. My fever lasted, I would say, for about a day, day and a half, and the Tylenol helped tremendously. There have been conflicting reports as to whether one can take Advil, though I did take Advil and it helped with the achiness. After the fever subsided, I was left just with muscle aches in my hips, my legs, my lower back, and then I also had. Okay. And then I also had my throat started hurting like Sunday. Since Friday night, I've been home. Outside of leaving once to get tested, I have been experiencing muscle achiness and my throat hurting. Those are my core symptoms, although very mild. I had the flu last year, and thankfully, the symptoms are not like the flu in that the flu felt, I would say, a good 50 times worse than I feel now. Thank God. I'm young, I'm 34 years old, and my symptoms have been minimal and, or I should say, mild. I got the test done on Monday in a Achiezer put together already twice. They put together a form where people filled out. And then, if you had enough symptoms, you would get tested. And they did this really amazing drive-through testing in a Farakway parking lot. And the test came, they did it in conjunction with Asisa Healthcare and, or Asisa Urgent Care, whatever it is. And they tested about 100. Okay, close the door, guys. They tested 100. Y'all, can you close the door, please? They tested 100 people on Monday and then even more people yesterday. So I got my results Wednesday night, though quite a few people in the community here in North Woodmere have tested positive. Again, everyone's symptoms are different, but thankfully, most people I know are very mild. And that is the, you know, some people could have a cough. Some people can have, it aches one day, then it aches more the next day. I think if I exert myself, if I found pacing on the phone, I can get a little bit short-winded. The best thing to do really is just stay in bed. I've been working from my laptop and my phone. Thankfully, the work I do can be done remotely and digitally. So that's been good. And I've been hydrating a lot. More water, more water, and more water. I've not had a sneeze or a cough. My nose has not been running. My stomach's been fine. Just trying to take it easy. Now, all along, we knew that for those younger, this is going to be not as serious as those that are elderly or vulnerable, and that's who we have to protect. But if you look at the patterns here, is many people are asymptomatic in that they are not showing symptoms for the first 2-3 days, though they have the virus and they are spreading it, and it's very contagious. So when you mix that all together, more and more people are getting it, and more people are testing positive and will test positive. We just have to hope that we're doing our part. I've been staying inside since now. I've been home for almost a week now, in fear of spreading it to other people. Children tend to be not showing any symptoms for this, though children can have the virus and be spreading it while being asymptomatic. So that's why it is super important to keep children quarantined. If anyone does contract the virus, they have to remain home as well as their family. And it's super important not to be out. It's very sad to see so many people not hearkening to the sound medical advice from professionals out there, doctors specifically. And I think as a community and as a all neighborhoods really have to start taking this more seriously, because for many, it's too late. They've already contracted the virus, and we really have to do this to protect the elderly and the vulnerable, because they're not young like many people, and they don't have a good fighting chance against a virus that has dire effects on people whose immune systems aren't healthy, and the elderly as well. So you know, the CDC has really great literature as to what people should be concerned about, what people should be doing, and what they shouldn't be doing. If I can give one message to people, it would be stay home, regardless of if you're feeling fine. The virus is a very tricky virus, and each time you go out, you risk contracting it, and you risk bringing it home to your family, and you risk getting those sick that can't fight it the way a young person might be able to fight this. Yeah.